I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord. I will worship you. I will honor you. I will adore you. Come and offer me with the strength I have, with all that I have, I will praise you. Oh, I will praise you. I will worship you.
So deep. What can we say to God? What can we pay Him for a week full of His help? All we can say to you, Lord, the other day. Woman doubly bent, like woman in the Bible, healed on the spot. Man out of the wheelchair, until people are wondering who came out of that wheelchair. Young man battling with his life since childhood. This morning that young man was dancing with energy. He came in here with blue fingers. He came in here with oxygen perfusion less than 50. That is risky. That is deadly. Less than 80 is a challenge. But less than 94 is a concern. 94%. He came in the vigil less than 50. This morning, Dr. Misanenche interviewed him while he was dancing. He said after from the vigil, it has been 100 every day. 100 every day. 100%. 100%. 100% oxygen perfusion. So it wasn't a mistake miracle. It wasn't an assumption. It wasn't something we're just dancing. It was confirmable. 100%, not 1% drop from that day. Oh, you're still in the service. All we are here this morning is to say, Father, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we honor and adore you. What can we ask for more? Let's thank him for the last. And then we'll see more. Give him the big clap of hands. And be seated. The Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus. God bless you, choir. Please have your seat. Luke chapter 17. Welcome you all. Like I said in the first service, the convention was wow. Atmosphere, wow. Miracles, signs, and wonders, wow, wow. Insight, light, revelation from the word. Wow, 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 wow. Hey! And every time you leave here, as you are leaving and stepping out of the convention, when your friends see you and they see your results, they will say, wow, 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 wow. When they hear your testimonies, they hear your manifestations, they hear divine intervention, they hear the breakthroughs in your life, they hear the change in your story. What are they saying? Give the Lord a shout of praise. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. There are more testimonies I believe that God will be giving us. We are speaking quickly on the subject, appreciation for completion. Part 2. In the book of Luke chapter 17, and we have verse 11. Luke 17 verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God except this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' precious name. Appreciation for completion. Thanksgiving is a major challenge in our generation. And what generation is that? The generation of the end of day. We are in a season, a prophetic season, where people are going to find it extremely difficult to say thank you to God for the things God does. He said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. We are in the days today where children are finding it difficult to say thank you to their father for school fees, where wives are finding it difficult to say thank you to their husbands for provision, where husbands are finding it difficult to say thank you to their wives for their support and loyalty to them, and so on and so forth. It's a plague of the last days. And I have identified some categories of people who find it hard to say thank you to God. I listed three in the first service, those who are focused on what is yet to be done until they can't see what God has done, those who rapidly forget the help of God, they have amnesia, and then we looked at those who are looking, who claim that they are waiting for something bigger before they can say thank you. I'm going to look at three categories of people in this service. Number one are those who are over familiar with God and take his acts for granted. They are over familiar with God, taking his acts for granted. He said, 9, 10 were cleansed. Where are the 9? This one who came is the stranger, the stranger, the one who is not yet familiar with church. This one is a stranger, the one who is not yet familiar with the order of service. This one is a stranger, the one who is not yet used to things. He is the only one that understands gratitude. The more familiar we become with God, the less grateful we become in life. The more familiar we become with pastor, become with church, become with activity, the less grateful we are in life. Husband and wife have been living together for years, and the wife does not think it is necessary to say thank you for children's school fees. No need. The husband does not need, does not think it is necessary to say thank you for food well cooked. Over familiarity, they say, breeds contempt. And people take it to the presence of God. Hear me. If you must succeed with God, you must remain a stranger with him. Take your seat. You must continue to remain a stranger. The psalmist said, I think it was Psalm 70 and in verse 7 there about, he said, I am a stranger. I am a stranger. David, telling God, I am a stranger with you, the same way with all my fathers. Will you locate that passage, Psalm 70 or 71, verse 7, there about? I am a stranger with you, as are all my fathers. If God does it 20 times a day, thank him 20 times. You see us dancing when somebody say a breast lump was healed or the knee is healed or something. And we have been seeing things like that for almost 30 years. And yet we dance it afresh. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with you. I am a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Lord, I refuse to get familiar with you. That is David. I remain a stranger with you. If you are going to succeed with God, you must make up your mind to remain a stranger. Lift your hands and say, Father, I refuse to get used to you. 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 Somebody say, amen. Every time God does it afresh, you refuse to be familiar with it. Refuse to be familiar with God. Refuse to be familiar with the testimonies. Refuse to say, I've heard it before. That's number one for this service, or number four generally. What are the categories of people who fail to thank God? Those who are familiar with God over familiar with God and take his acts for granted. Second, are those who compare themselves with others and fail to see any good God has done for them. They compare themselves with others and fail to see any good God has done for them. Meanwhile, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, he said, they comparing themselves among themselves, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Every man's destiny is tied to their uniqueness. Your destiny in God has a unique pathway. The way in which God dealt with Moses was not the way he dealt with Abraham or dealt with David. Compare yourself with nobody. Compare yourself with your last result. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I know my God will turn it around. I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around. I know my God will turn it around. I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around. Those who compare themselves. Say after me, I have a unique destiny with God. God is doing something in my life. I am grateful for what he's doing because I know you will yet do more. That is those who compare themselves. Number three are those who possess what I call an entitlement mentality. An entitlement mentality. That is, God is supposed to do it. If you didn't do it, who will do it? It's an entitlement mentality. I am entitled to it. After I gave a seed and it produced a result, are you playing gamble with God? After I fasted and I prayed, but you forgot that there are those who fasted and prayed and have fasted and prayed more than you. I am personally aware of those who fasted and prayed and have fasted and prayed more than myself. There are those who have done fasting that I have never dared. I know of those who have done 45 days fasting. No water. I mean, no food. Only water. Not once, not twice. We are not where we are because of what we did. It's not of him that we let or run it. It is of God that showeth mercy. The race is not for the swift. The battle is not for the strong. Favor is not for men of skill. Scripture says time and chance or opportunity. Divine help happeneth for all. Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen. Take your seat. You are married. There are far more beautiful than you who are not yet married. Far more educated. Have more character. Am I communicating? That are not married yet. Oh, yes. You say, my husband desired to give me food money. So why should I thank him? You only forgot that you have age mates that have nobody giving them food money. You forgot. If you remember that you have age mates that nobody is giving them food money, you thank you many times to your husband in a day. My wife is supposed to cook for me. You forgot that there are very, very terrible wives who ask their husband to come and cook by themselves. You forgot. My father is meant to give me the school fees. You forgot. You see, when I was in second year medicine, I went home with my list of books. Grey's Anatomy, Cunningham's Manuals of practical anatomy, dissection, Harper's biochemistry, Guyton's and Gannon's, all manner of books, all my dissecting set. The list was very long. I wanted to get everything. When my father saw the list, he looked and smiled. You know what he told me? He said, I am sure there are people in your class who don't have father. There are people in your medical, in that class now, that don't have father. Unfortunate for me, there was one from my village in the same class who has no father. That I'm aware. I say, yes, sir. He said, so who will pay them? Who will buy them this book? He said, who will buy them this book? My eye opened. Wow. Say, well, take the money. Something like, think about it. That was when I realized that it was not my right. Not my right. That is, my father doesn't necessarily mean he's my sponsor. There are those who have fathers who cannot spend anything on them. So if he sponsors me, it's a privilege. If he gave me something, I am privileged. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So that entitlement, I deserve this, I deserve that, let it die. Let gratitude flow. Flow towards man, flow towards God. Your life will be more meaningful. Your life will be more exciting if you realize, now, God does not owe you anything, but we owe everything to Him. In Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. He has done more for us than we have done anything for Him. Am I communicating at all? That entitlement, that I deserve this, I heard the story of a young man. If you gave him a pen, he will collect it. He said, he just returned back to the original owner. Instead of saying thank you, you gave him something. This thing just returned back to the original. What the heart? Today, I prophesy to somebody here. In the name of Jesus, grace to see help from God on a continual basis on the grounds of appreciation is released upon you in Jesus' name. Now, what are the benefits of appreciation? The same thing I said in the last service. Number one is perfection. Appreciation brings perfection and completion. When you appreciate God, He will perfect and complete what is yet to be completed in your life. That was what happened to that one leper that returned. Other lepers are cleansed, but he was completed. He was perfected. His body was made whole. Number two, appreciation brings appreciation. What does that mean to you? Your life continues to appreciate in value as you appreciate your maker. What does that mean to you? Now, that leper's life automatically appreciated. Your life continues to appreciate in value as you appreciate your maker. Whatever you are appreciating God for also appreciates. They go up in value. They go up in value as you appreciate your maker. Appreciation causes you more appreciation. The more thankful you are, the more you will have to be thankful for. Appreciation causes more appreciation. That is number two. Number three, appreciation brings restoration. The leper's fingers returned. The bridge, the cartilages that were destroyed by Mycobacterium leprae, the bacteria of leprosy, those cartilages and things that were destroyed were restored. Everything restored. Appreciation brings restoration. If there is anything the devil took from your life, by appreciating God, you return it. Number four, appreciation brings distinction. It puts you in a class of your own. I came across some evangelists some years ago. My wife and I watched the video clip of the guy. Big crowd. When a miracle happens, he will just stand like this and be watching and say, next. My wife said, "Who is there? What is going on here?" No excitement of the things happening. It's not who doesn't do anything. I don't like watching this kind of thing. That guy is out of the field completely. Out completely. Not a crusade, no one. Still alive. We saw not too long ago. That was crusades, you will understand. I mean, crowd. Stand like this. Attack. One day we're doing a crusade somewhere in the north. Somebody stood by me, also a crusader. He said, you take too much time per testimony. You dance. Let the testimony just continue. You remember? My wife said, that dance in between is the reason why it continues. It sets you apart. It just sets you apart. Don't ever take God for granted. Don't be used to it. Let it be fresh all the time. It just sets you in a class of your own. Am I communicating? Appreciation brings distinction. And finally, appreciation brings beautification. God beautifies the lives of those who know how to appreciate Him. We read that already in Psalm 149, verse 4, let's say. He will beautify. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto Him, for the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. The ones who know how to praise God. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Somebody is about to be beautified by God. God is about to put a new garment on your body. Are you saying a louder amen? Stand up with a shout of praise. Take your seat again. I'm sure you are aware of the reason why. Did God do anything for us? He has done so much for me. I cannot tell it why. Has God done anything for us this way? Now, even if you are yet to notice what He did for you, dance for what He did for another. For what He did for that boy that was battling with his life. And you will see what He will do for you. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. With a louder shout of praise. We are going to take up to 7 minutes in the first instance and maybe 10 minutes eventually of praise. I want you to celebrate. There are many ladies and gentlemen here. I am not a gentleman. I am very, very gentle physically. But when you sex me out in the spirit, allow. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And when the time comes to dance, I don't look at you. I'm not conscious of where I am. I'm not conscious. Whether you are president, I'm not conscious. I want you, if the praise is heated, and there is a lady or a gentleman around you, excuse them. Just excuse yourself. Find where you can celebrate. The reason why we dance differently is because we see differently. And what is holding them is not what is holding you. When people go to the blacksmith's house, what they brought is different. Some people came to sharpen knife. Some people came to take bullet. Local cartridges. Different things brought different people. So don't use another person's situation to weigh how you behave. One woman was once dancing like a soldier. Somebody told her, Madam, you be soldier. And she's dancing away barrenness. She has been tied down for years. That was the last message she saw. God visited her. Somebody else was dancing. Which side status? A man standing by her, that he said, oh God, calm down. Are you okay? Where do you work? He said, well, I'm trusting God for a job. He said, meet me tomorrow, you'll get a job. Right beside him. Is that how you are dancing? You are dancing. You don't have a job yet. You are dancing like this. All right. For dancing like this, meet me tomorrow. God uses everything to change people's stories. So I'd like you to celebrate. Somebody's husband may locate them in the course of this celebration. Who is this? girl dancing like this, are we still in the same, have we been in the same church? And then they begin to relay them after service. not for a bad reason, oh, not for a bad reason. A good one. A good one. So give the Lord the next 7 to 10 minutes of celebration dance. This year, feel free to let loose. Choir, you are free to let loose. It's your department. You don't only sing, you also dance. Counselors and all of us, just feel free. Let's go. Now, while this dancing is on, there are people who have testimonies explosive we have not yet taken. Go ahead, that is part of your praise. And let us hear what God did in this conference or did before now you want to talk about. Go ahead, let's go.
You are the mighty God.
Wait. I thought you would continue from the song I took. You have done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
You have done so much for me, I cannot tell you.
If I had 10,000 tons,
you still wouldn't be here. Everybody say,
You know, we give you all the glory.
Reception dance. It's your child dedication dance. It's the dance for the dedication of your industry. The dance for the dedication of your factory. You are saying amen, shouting like a believer.
Out as you hear your name, Faith Odaudu, Janet Mark, Oyeche Emeka, and Samuel Praise. Please step out, Faith Odaudu, Janet Mark, Onyeche Emeka, and Samuel Praise. Step out. Hallelujah.
Who won Abu? Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Please confirm your name.
Praise the Lord. I'm without his faith.
She told me out there that for 9 months she couldn't sleep with excruciating headache. But after the vigil, she fell asleep. In the afternoon, she slept. All through the night till this morning.
Areas of sleep. Areas of sleep. Oh, now all people will carry your load. 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 Carry, 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 carry. Carry, oh, now all people will carry. Carry, carry. Oh, now all people will carry your load. Oh, no, no, carry, carry, oh, no, no, carry, oh, no, no, carry, oh, no, every evil load, the enemy has sent away, is returned back to that enemy, and they will pay you the arrears, in Jesus' name, of what you did.
Sister Samuel Praise. Sister Samuel Praise had an elder sister who was due for delivery, and in the course of the just concluded convention, she went to the hospital and was to be delivered of a baby, and everything was set, and when she was to push, she couldn't push anymore for more than 9 hours.
What?
She couldn't. They were there. They did everything humanly possible. Then all of a sudden, she realized where she was connected to. They started playing, they praying, and at the same time, call on the God of this great commission to intervene. Say, my father, my mother are medical doctors. They are divine medical personnel. Please, let their God intervene in this case. As she kept repeating that word, all of a sudden, the sister garnered strength from nowhere, and she was delivered of the baby on the spot.
And the baby is alive.
Alive. Mother, hell and heart, everything.
Obstructed.
Yes, sir.
Labor for 9 hours.
Yes, sir. In fact, they were set for surgery.
They were already, oh, definitely. Yes, 9 hours was even too long. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. A big clap of hand.
After the powerful impartation service, our sister said she had closed her shop for a very long time now, but on that day she came with her partition working tools and presented them before God. And after the impartation, she was led to open the shop. So before this time, she couldn't pay transport fare to the church. She couldn't feed well, she couldn't dress well. But after that impartation, she opened the shop just yesterday. Customer started coming from morning to night. So much that now she can pay her transport. She ate well, so she ate the kind of food she wants to eat.
Any kind of food. Not zogo, not kunu. Opened the shop yesterday after closing for a long time, and they came from morning till night. Now she is free. No zobo, no kunu. You can take zobo. You can take zobo and kunu. Just by choice. That is as a delicacy. Give the Lord a big love and a shout. Congratulations, you are free.
Hallelujah. Sister Janet Mark, please step forward. Her sister was a taxi, and she was kidnapped by these criminals, hoodlums, and she was being taken. She was being taken to their base. And when she realized what was happening, she knew the game was up. She attempted to play the Tongues of Fire and You Are My Testimony, that song. that the God of my testimony, right?
Yes. As she started playing it, she was playing the God of my testimony.
Yes, you have the God of my testimony.
Trying to play the song couldn't play. So when they were just taking me, then the song just come and play by himself.
The song started playing. With the God of my testimony.
Yes, sir. Divine interruption. The high priest called her, said, "What kind of song is this? You can't understand what the song is saying. Who brought her in the first place? What is she doing here? Please drop, take her away, drop her off, let her go." And that's how she was released.
We set that camp on fire. Somebody scream fire. Everywhere they are holding you, holding your family, holding your children, holding your destiny, that camp is set on fire. Right now, I prophesy. By your appreciation today, anything that is not yet perfect in your life, I decree perfection. Whatever needs to increase and appreciate in your life, I decree appreciation. Whatever the enemy took from you, I declare, I decree restoration. And Jehovah shall beautify your life. Give him the praise, take your seat. Quickly, you need Jesus in your life, need your sins forgiven. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and rush to the front. I'll give you the count of seven. Once they come, I will still like them to be within the hall because of what I'm about to say. Right, go ahead. Count of seven. Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to thank him for giving me life till now, and I want to serve him with my life. Give me the count of seven. Stand quickly. Be the first to come. Don't be the last. Don't wait for who will come first. God bless you, brother. One.
Lord, give
2. I live for you alone. 3. Every moment I'm away. 4. Have your way. 5. 6. 7. I live for you alone. You are bound by an addiction. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You are tormented by any torment of pornography. Any life that you hate, and you want to be free. Quickly, step forward to you. You want to rededicate yourself to Jesus. To make today, to mark a new day for you. Quickly too. I'll give you the count of 7 again. 1.
Goodbye world.
2.
Turn the Lord on you.
3.
Oh, turn the Lord on you.
4.
5.
6.
Goodbye, 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 Lord.
Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name.